Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the high-growth, exciting cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus you, the investor, in on the news moving the sector and our approach to investing. Across it, our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focusing on what we think are the most important themes and sector trends that investors should want exposure to as this industry continues to grow and evolve. And being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for a rebalance. Again, I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages and combined that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets, one who invests in early stage asset classes. And the Cannabis Weekly will focus you in on the market, the macro, and of course, CNBS, our portfolio. And this is the weekly for the week of August 15th. In the context of global markets that have been on a very big run, and we talk about the relationship and risk and allocation from the markets overall to what it means for cannabis, folks know S&P 4% last week, up almost 14% since mid-July. Has cannabis done its part? Well, not really in the last couple of weeks, if you look at the moves in the industry. If you look at the moves off the lows, cannabis is up in some cases between 20 and 30% if you look at some of the bigger names. But if you look at higher multiple stocks outside of cannabis that have had a very significant bounce off the bottom, high multiple tech, gaming, some of the EV plays, some of the things that at least from an investment allocation and a risk reward perspective, cannabis is often associated with. Cannabis has probably underperformed, and we'll talk about that. I think some of it really is the macro. We are in the middle of earnings season, and we'll talk about that. We do have numbers to talk about from Verano that came out actually last night, and then recapping the numbers from last week. But quickly, in terms of the market itself over the last week, you had some outperformance, and really at the top of the list of the majors is Canopy Growth, although Canopy has had some significant volatility in the last couple months, and some of these moves are really just responding, I think, probably to some short covering and whatnot. But GTI up 9.2% last week, Curaleaf up 5.57%, and as you move on down, you can see that it's been kind of a period where the main MSOs have been holding serve, shall we say. But if you look at where the industry has gone off of those mid-July levels from where the S&P, as we mentioned, has moved almost 15%. It's a little disappointing. You see GTI up 15%, Curaleaf up 11%. Let's dive into the earnings because they continue for the major operators. Verano last night reported revenues that were up 12% year over year, $223 million, certainly on an annualized basis. Again, one of the top few companies that will be doing north of $1 billion in sales. Some of the EBITDA and the margin numbers were a little bit weaker, and the cash flow from operations was about $44 million. I think that's a number that people continue to look at. Last week, we had Tara Sandow, who actually reported a significant sequential growth number, but missed the streets. Expectations on revenues and EBITDA, so a little bit more cash burn. And I think that's, you know, that's the kind of a dynamic that we're seeing. The results from Curaleaf and GTI and the expectations that were there for continued sequential growth on some level, I think the market needs to see a little bit more. But as we do see from the strength coming out of some of the new adult use states like New Jersey and the place where TerrAscend, for example, has great exposure, you are getting an opportunity to start to see some of this second half sequential growth story in terms of the top line. And then, the other dynamic that we're hearing from all of these companies, and I would reiterate that, cannabis was one of the most notable examples of a COVID pull forward and the benefits of that, and running into, therefore, a consumer that not only is not staying at home with not much else to do than consume cannabis, but also the headwinds from inflation and the headwinds from recessionary dynamics are certainly hitting cannabis as hard as any other place. Seeing companies that are exiting some of their wholesale business and the lower margin businesses. And that's something that also has been playing in as a theme in this earnings period. And in some cases, hasn't really resonated very well for the market. So in terms of just some of the macros, specifically around sales and some of the states, seeing Colorado released their sales numbers for July, and this theme of cannatourism continues to resonate, where states like Colorado or Massachusetts, even a Pennsylvania, will see that we're great beneficiaries of cross-border consumption and demand, but also in the case of a Colorado or a Nevada, where people were actually traveling to these places for either the reasons to consume and purchase cannabis, or just as part of their trip, you were seeing enormous benefit from that. That may be part of the explanation. Colorado sales were down for the first time in July since 2014. And if you look at Illinois and Michigan, those numbers were actually up better. Although, again, if you look at some of the sales and the average pricing in a place like Michigan, it's really come down, and it's put a lot of pressures on operators who at one point called Michigan a major tailwind state for them. The average weighted price per pound of cannabis in the U.S. is about $1,050, and that's down 31% year over year. On the macro around D.C. and federal and what you can expect from this Senate or in a lame duck session as we finish out the year. Cory Booker still out there, still talking that he thinks there's a chance of some safe being passed in the lame duck session. We shall see. In the meantime, we continue to see several states with legalization initiatives that could make a fall ballot, as many as five states, possibly Maryland, Arkansas, North Dakota, Missouri, Oklahoma, all expected to have voters determine if adult use sales should be allowed. And that's part of the story here in terms of the growing addressable market for cannabis. The states continue to open up, and that ultimately is the part of this story that continues to get brighter and brighter every year. Let's talk about CNBS. And again, as we look back over the period of time for when markets have rallied, CNBS from that mid-July low up about 16%. So, but you've seen mixed performance within the ranks, and we've actually seen a little bit more pressure on the Canadian operators in the last couple months. But as we've talked about, if you look at the balance sheet and the allocation within CNBS, the top weightings in the portfolio continue to be U.S. multi-state operators, with Curaleaf at the top, just over 10% of the portfolio, but good exposure across, again, the companies that we think are here today and here tomorrow. So we're going to leave you there. This is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of August 15th. I'm Tim Seymour. Have a great week.